Howdy, neighbors. Beef Buzz time. Lance Zimmerman of Cattle Facts with us again today, talking about branded beef in just a moment. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway.
When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we're putting together the total package that totals up at harvest.
Well, we start with high-performance trait packages.
Pioneer brand corn products combine world-class genetics with advanced seed treatments and tested and trusted traits to bring you elite performance.
Our hybrids are bred to yield.
Bring in the agronomic insights and unmatched service and support from your local team, and you'll get results that add up in your fields.
We help put the right products on each acre.
Pioneer, with you from the word go.
We had the opportunity to visit with Lance Zimmerman of the Cattle Facts organization this last week at the Angus Means Business Convention and Trade Show in Overland Park, Kansas. Based on registrations and other measurements, the Angus breed is the most popular breed in America and indeed the world. And one of the reasons for the popularity of the breed is their branded beef program, Certified Angus Beef. And we talked with Lance Zimmerman about the economic value of these branded beef programs.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what these branded programs, specifically higher quality programs like Certified Angus Beef, have been able to do for the industry. And I think one thing that we're looking at today is, you know, last week, the percent choice grading percentage on U.S. Slaughter facilities was 68%. The quality levels that we're producing right now have not been seen since 1991. That means if you think about it, and we think about our growing consumer base today, it's not the baby boomers, it's the millennials. Well, if you think about it from that perspective, the millennials are eating the highest quality beef that they can remember in their lifetime today. That bodes very good news for us as an industry. We talk about, gosh, can the consumer pay $6 retail prices? Well, we know one thing about demand, and that is if we produce a higher quality product, a more convenient product, it justifies those type of price levels. And so what it does is it provides us some insulation from these price shocks. As we rebuild this cow herd, we're not rebuilding this cow herd with animals that are going to be producing no roll and select grade beef. We're producing them with cows that have the potential to raise calves that are prime and choice. And so as we go forward, the opportunities that we're going to continue to see in this industry through the branded segments, through the higher quality beef production, are going to yield that much more of a return for us going forward.
And Lance Zimmerman says whether you're talking about branded beef or more of the commodity product, one thing that is hot, hot, hot right now, burgers.
And for years, I can remember going to meetings in the 80s and 90s growing up and guys saying, gosh, if we only had our chicken breast, if we only had this chicken nugget, man, we could really do some great things with beef demand. And what I like to tell producers today is we got the chicken breast killer, the chicken nugget killer, and it's in between two buns and served as a patty. Hamburger demand is going through the roof right now. And we really recognize that when we stopped killing a lot of our cull cows. And all of a sudden, we recognize that there's this huge demand for fed-sourced chuck and round cuts just simply go into the grinder. And so I think as we go forward, how can we continue to leverage even our ground beef product? Because today you're seeing ground beef not be just a commodity salvage item. They're doing prime grinds, ground briskets, and some crazy things with ground beef at these white tablecloth restaurants that prove that even it in its own right can be a very high quality demand driver.
Lance Zimmerman with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. ITC Great Plains says congratulations to all who participated and achieved so much at this year's national convention. ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.